Well, we are going to start our conversations welcoming in. I see, I thought it was going to be Hannah, but no, we are privileged enough. Nah, Carla Thompson from the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning. And for good reason, every once in a while it's good to, you know, to talk to the gal in charge.
That's right. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
You get me.
And, well, and more importantly, we had a good time because we've got two of the really big events, bang, bang, coming up here.
That's right.
Very quick. And the first one starts Friday with the Summer Farm Toy Show.
Yes. And lots of things happening in Dyersville, let me tell you.
Indeed. Now, again, two locations. It's going to be at the museum, the National Farm Toy Museum. And once again, Beckman Catholic High School is opening up their doors. And we should say thank you to Marcel and the board and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are so good to work with. So we appreciate all of their efforts. And especially the Dyersville Economic Development. They're the ones that actually put on the Summer Farm Toy Show. So.
And it's always a great opportunity for collectors and appreciators of the fine things, farm machinery lined up. I know that the last several years that you can get in like floor tickets ahead of time. Are they still doing that?
Yeah. So they kind of tested the waters last year and they had a great response. So even though the show is Saturday and Sunday, so if you were just to go to a general admission, pay the $7, get in Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 on Saturday, Sunday is 9 to 1. You can get in early if you want. So if you want to get in early and kind of beat the crowd, you can go in on Friday night from now, 5 to 7.
It's a little different ticket price, yes, but it affords you the opportunity if you are a serious collector and there's a particular thing that you want to have first crack at.
Yes.
And it's really not that much more.
No, general admission is $7. If you want floor rights, it's $30, but you get in an extra hour early on Saturday and Sunday too, right at 8 o'clock, you get that whole hour to yourself. And again, Friday, you get it in from 5 to 7.
And the other thing that is it new this year? Did I see right that Sunday is like a family day?
Yeah. So they are encouraging families to come on out and it's a discounted rate. So the whole family, whether you have one kid or 5 or 7,
prayers to you if you have 7.
I agree. $10 is family day on Sunday.
For the whole kit and caboodle?
You betcha.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. So come Sunday, 9 to 1.
Now, one of the things that I have come to appreciate, and I know a lot of the collectors and community like to appreciate, is not only the farm toys, but then the big toys. Yeah. Friday always has the tractor ride.
Yes.
They start and end at Beckman in the parking lot.
Yep.
And the route this year, they're eating lunch in Edgewood. Is that right?
Yes. So they're going to start in Dyersville. So if you want to do that ride, definitely call the rec center. They'll get you hooked up. But yeah, they'll lunch in Edgewood. The morning stop is in Petersburg. So go to Petersburg to Edgewood, back to Dyersville.
Petersburg, are they going to go up to 3 and over, or are they going to go through Greeley and then
Greeley,
come back?
Yes.
So they're going to be coming and going right by my front door.
Well, get your sign out.
I know, right?
Eric says hi.
There you go. Well, the country cruisers do it when they do their cruise, and they always giggle at my two little redheads that are waving at everybody. So I'll get them out there to do the tractors as well. Again, if you want more information, go to the National Farm Toy Museum website, the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and website. There's details on that. You can order your tickets online, right? Or at least call?
Absolutely call them. Get all your questions answered. 875-2727 is their number.
Indeed.
And again, we have to plug the tractor parade, which is Saturday night, 6:30. So if you want to be in that, go to Beckman. That's where they're going to line up the tractors at 5:30.
You don't have to be in the ride to be in the parade.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Anybody, any tractor can be in the tractor parade. Yes.
Any tractor?
Yes. That runs. I'm not pushing.
The next big thing that is on the calendar is we need to plug the Dyersville Summer Night.
Yes. We have the one and only, actually. We're only having one this year because it's kind of a busy schedule over in Dyersville.
You think?
Yeah. Dyersville Summer Night is going to be the following Friday, June 12th, from 5:30 until 9. And this is going to be at Legacy Square, right by the Basilica, one block off of Main Street. There's a nice stage there, grass, and that's where we kind of block off that area and have music. There's cold beverages. We have kids games. There's going to be a foam cannon by Connections Church. They always bring that, and it's such a great time for the kids. It just like rains foam. Bubbles.
Yes.
Yes. It's awesome.
I love it because, one, it's family friendly, obviously, yes. And you can come down and just have a good time. But this is kind of the big community thing, because before you know it, you've got the Dyersville Third Celebration, which is always big.
Yes.
And then you've got Ragby rolling in.
Yeah.
You've got the big concerts coming in. We've got the Major League Baseball game that's coming in. This is the summer night is kind of like
the kickoff.
The kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice way. You guys are so busy. How is, I know you guys have been sitting in on some of the Ragby planning. Mm-hmm. Everything going swimmingly at this point?
Yes. I do need more lawns. If you want to open up your house, that would be awesome. We do have like 165 teams that have signed up for some type of camping on lawns, or if you want to open up your homes, that's great. Bathrooms would be fantastic. But we have a lot of great teams that have just wrote little notes in there of describing their teams or how they know Dyersville. So they definitely have a passion for coming to Dyersville on that Friday.
And if you're a vendor or nonprofit that wants to have something in there, I mean, this is the time where you need to get a hold of the right people.
Yeah.
Are they going through the chamber or are they going through the city to get like licensing and to get info, or can, are both resources available?
Yeah. So if you go to DyersvilleRagBry.com, that's going to list it all. So you get to, if you want to volunteer, if you want to house people, if you want to be a vendor, all of that stuff is right there on DyersvilleRagBry.com.
Now, have you ever, do you remember, this might be something that is out of your age range. Remember the Ed Sullivan show where the guys were spinning plates?
Yes.
And they were doing this. Do you feel like we're heading into the Dyersville plate spinning season?
Kinda. Yeah.
But it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And we are so proud because it's going to give a chance for people who've never been in the Dyersville community to walk in the main street or to go and see the Field of Dreams and just be blown away.
Yeah. And that's what all these baseball teams this summer are doing. And they're taking advantage and walking downtown and just taking in the whole vibes and the restaurants and the whole atmosphere. So it's wonderful.
We didn't even get into the high school games that are going to be at the Major League Stadium.
Yes.
That's fun, too. We're going to be broadcasting two of them.
Are you?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So we're looking forward to it. Carla Thompson from the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce. It's always a pleasure to talk
to you. Thanks, Eric. You too.
We're glad to shine the spotlight on it. A part of our guest of the day here on KMCH.